We're on the road with Mickey. We're gonna have some fun. Regardless of the rain or sun, our trip has just begun. So buckle up, let's go. We're about to start the show. And maybe if you like us, you'll see where else we'll go.
Hey everyone, I'm Mike, and she's Sophie.
And she's Brenda.
Hi everyone!
And he's Grogu, sporting it as always. And we are on the road with Mickey. This is episode 214 for April 8th, 2024. And today our feature topic is ranking our top three Disney souvenirs. So that, I think, is going to be a fun episode. We did something similar when we were talking about collectible items, but that was way back, believe this or not, episode 59. What is that, 155 ago?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa is right, back in 2021. But anyway, we're going to see if anything's changed, and we're talking about the differences between collectibles and souvenirs. But anyway, that is further on in the show. But first, we have some cheddar from the Big Cheese, and it's my turn to start us off this week. And I have some news from the West Coast. Disney has announced that the Autopia over in Tomorrowland at Disneyland is getting a change. They are going away from gasoline-powered cars and going instead to electric vehicles. So stay tuned for more updates on that as we learn more. But I think that that's a positive thing, simply because the smell of that gas just makes me, it's just horrible.
It's nauseating.
And I mean,
it's yourself. I quite like the smell.
Well, I don't, but if they were gasoline and they went like 40 miles an hour, then it might be worth keeping them gas, but they don't. They go like two. So give me an electric vehicle. Anyway, but that's my cheddar, and we'll see what happens with that.
All right, then. Well, it's my turn now. And the Walt Disney Imagineering Company recently filed a patent to possibly chain the flight mechanism for Soarin'. If this goes forward, it could mean a greater experience for the ride. This is not set in stone, so stay tuned and while we await further developments on what may transpire.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I saw on a post about it that the patent is to change how it starts. Like maybe you start above and you kind of swoosh down into where you would be.
That's interesting.
But also greater range of movement to be like more aggressive turns and things like that. And I'm like, dude, if it makes me want to hurl, then I'm not going to like it.
I know you're not. Yeah, that's not going to be fun.
We'll see. I mean, it's just a patent, so we don't know if anything will even change. But yeah. It's an interesting thought, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, the construction walls around Ye Olde Christmas Shop recently came down. That's the beautiful Christmas shop in Magic Kingdom. And that means that the refurbishment on this store is just about complete.
Yep.
Ooh, that is awesome. Yay!
I love Ye Olde Christmas Shop. And it's right there across from my little Nutella waffle.
You're exactly right. You know,
always comes back to food.
It does, as it rightfully should. Well, that's our cheddar from the Big Cheese, so it is time to move. Wait a minute, we have one piece of listener feedback.
Yay!
Sheila gave us some fish and chips feedback. She said she gave us her list of her favorites, and number one for her is Cooks of Dublin, number two is Raglan Road, and number three is Rose and Crown. And she told us later that she grouped the Yorkshire County Fish Shop in with Rose and Crown, as far as
makes sense.
Okay.
But she also said she can't eat at Columbia Harbor House because they will not serve her because of her food allergy. So
you're right.
So that's a standard thing with mm-hmm. with way too many people. It's just it is what yeah. it is, you know. So she couldn't rank that one, but thanks Sheila for your feedback.
Yay! Thank you, Sheila.
Thank you.
All right, so we are getting into our feature topic. We are ranking our top three Disney souvenirs. So in my mind, a souvenir is something that you buy at Disney or have given to you at Disney or something like that. And it's not just something that you put up on your wall and you look at it and you remember great things. It's also, for me, it's something that I use, you know? And so number three on my list is I have two sets of hats. I have my original one that I bought over at Animal Kingdom, and it is the Mickey Safari hat,
cute.
Which I do not use so much anymore because I also have, and I don't have a picture of it, unfortunately, but I also have some of my Disney pins put onto the brim of the hat. So that you can see the pins, you know, and it just gives a good place for them to be seen. So I don't use that one as much anymore, but I also have the really awesome Jungle Cruise hat that Aunt Sheila and Uncle Randy and Jagan gave me.
And that is repellent to the backside of water.
And even the good front thing. Side of water. And I use that a lot. In fact, I will use it when we are there in April in a couple weeks, just mm-hmm. in case it rains, I'll have a hat.
Yay!
But it's a really good hat, and it's sturdy, and it does repel water, and it's just a really neat hat, and it's a conversation piece. Plus, it keeps the sun out of your eyes and everything.
Plus, so, it's extra special because you got it from a Disney friend.
Yes, I did. So that is number three, is my hats, my Jungle Cruise and my Mickey Safari hat.
Mm-hmm. Well, Daddy's definition does not quite match up with mine, because if it did, I would have to go and take something off my list and go find something else. But my thing is, how do I define what a souvenir is? My souvenirs are just things that I really, really enjoy. They're not necessarily things that I use every day, although one of them is, and another one I use some of the time, not all of the time, but the one that I'm going to talk about now that are my souvenirs are my mouse ears. I have a giant collection of these. I only have three with me right now because I didn't feel like pulling them all out. I have my pirate one. I have my Mexico Pavilion one that looks kind of like the sugar bread loaves that they make for El Dia de Muertos. And I have this one, which is actually a really special edition set of mouse ears that the bow can come off.
Hey, that's nice. I like that.
Yes, so I try to bring at least one pair of these with me on every Disney trip. More often than not, I end up buying a new set if I find one that I like.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, they do get use beyond just buying them. And so that's why I count them as a souvenir, because they get used. They just don't get used outside of the parks, really.
Yeah. Sure. But, you know,
they're perfect souvenirs.
Yeah. And this is a very gray line. There's no wrong answer. And, mm-hmm. you know, they are both a souvenir and they also are like a collectible. My pins were the same way. We Absolutely. Started the pins and then we would trade them. And so that was kind of neat. But now I don't do that as much. So they've kind of morphed into being kind of like a collectible thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
You're right.
So,
you are absolutely right.
All right. Well, Brenda, it's your turn.
Yay. Well, souvenirs for me are just something that I purchased during a trip that have a memory. So I don't normally, well, mine can't really be one of mine could be used regularly, but I don't ever use it because I don't want anything to happen to it. But I have a tie for my first one. It is the Mary Poppins coffee mug with umbrella stir that I got. I got that on the trip I took, the latest trip before my mom passed, and I actually brought her that as a souvenir. And when she passed, I brought it home because I loved it. I walked by it several times, and I really wanted it, and so I bought it for her. So Mike is showing a picture of it right now. It says a spoonful of sugar on it, and it has the little umbrella stir. It's the cutest thing ever, but I don't use it because I don't want anything to happen to it. I don't want a letter to come off or, you know, some of the gold or anything.
Oh, and my gosh, that is adorable.
Isn't it so cute? And then the other thing that I used in this tie was a special gift from some guests of mine who just happened to be chosen as Grand Marshals twice at Magic Kingdom. And they are PJ and Mary and Barbie. And then also Kevin was with them during this trip. And for the first time, I got to meet them in person a couple of years ago. And they brought me Mickey ears that said Grand Marshal embroidered on the back. So that is such a sweet gift. And so cool. That's tied for my first souvenirs. They're great.
Yeah.
They're great. That was such a sweet gift.
And oh, see, wow. For today's episode, my name is Vanna White. I will be turning the letters and showing the pictures that Brenda sent me.
Thank you, Vanna.
Can't take me anywhere, can you, Sophie?
Oh, I think it's hilarious. Now get on with your second one.
Oh, it's my turn. I forgot. Well, my second one, this one is a one. Some of these I bought. Some of them were given to me. So I don't have a picture. The only picture I have is my numero uno. And but this one is my ever-growing collection of popcorn buckets.
Yay!
Oh, wait, what's your popcorn favorite? Buckets?
Of course we do. My favorite is...
Oh, wait, there's one right there. Hang on, I'll go get it.
Go get it, Sophie. That's probably my favorite right now. There goes Sophie.
Don't mind me.
Is she going to get your favorite?
I still have my
There's one right by where she is.
Yeah, I still have my microphone on so you can hear me, but I'm just a disembodied voice right now.
Ooh. I know.
Ooh. Here she comes.
Here she comes back. That one is the Marvel one I got on the cruise ship.
Yay. We love Marvel around here.
I thought you were talking about the kind of popcorn buckets that Jagan has.
No. She is a collector.
You're right.
She buys them and collects them. She doesn't use them. I use mine. What I have learned is that if you do microwave popcorn, a microwave bag of popcorn, like a Pop Secret or something, will fit in one of those.
Nice. Completely.
And it's like, that is just like the best thing. So I use mine.
Yeah,
we use them to eat out of. We also use them to store unpopped microwave popcorn, you know.
And you also use them when you go on a cruise so you can fill it for cheaper.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a key is you can bring them. You can bring them on your cruise and you can get like a refill for like $2.
Really?
That is handy.
And it is a great thing. And then, you know, like Lisa, when we were on the cruise, she brought like three and there were a bunch of us sitting together and she brings her three things of popcorn and starts passing them down for people to eat out of.
That sounds like Lisa.
Yeah.
That is so sweet.
But yeah. So popcorn buckets, and I have several. I have old style. I have new style. I have just a lot of them. And I don't really have a favorite, except I think the most recent one I buy becomes the favorite.
Yeah, there you go. Most recent memory.
Yeah. I was thinking you were talking about the sippers for a second, because we used to have some of these drink sippers. We actually gave two of them to our cousins, but we still have one, and that's of Spike the Bee.
Yeah.
But we used to have two orange birds as well.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Hitchhiking Ghost of sippers.
Ooh.
Oh.
And Madame Leota.
Oh, Madame Leota, you're going to have to show me that one.
Yeah,
sometime.
Take some pictures, Brenda, and text them to us.
All right.
Well, yeah. Anyway, I suppose it's my turn again. And this is something that, like Daddy and like my ears, I have a giant ever-growing collection of. But these ones I use almost every day. So I have the one that is my first one here with me. And that is my lounge fly. I know it's huge. But this is what it looks like.
Hey.
It is a miniature backpack, and this one, it doesn't have the lounge. Oh wait, it does have the lounge fly on it. It's on one of the. No, I guess it's not on one of the keychains. Point is, it's a miniature backpack, and I have, I think, like 7 of them now, and I
that
use
one.
Them. Every that, single day.
That one you got at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yes, that is the only one that I actually bought at Disney. The rest of them were either gifts for me, birthday presents, or I bought them outside of Disney, but they are still partnered with Disney. That means they are licensed Disney merchandise, because you wouldn't be able to get a bag that has like Lilo and Stitch on it, which is my current one, without having some sort of partnership with Disney. And so that's why I count them as Disney souvenirs.
Oh, sure.
And I use them every day. They are my regular purse. I will change them periodically, but I carry them with me to work. I like the Lilo and Stitch one the best, not only because I love Lilo and Stitch, but because that one has the brightest colors. So if I forget which locker I put it in at work, I can just look for the bright pink bag and I know that one's mine.
That's a good idea.
And all of my coworkers love them as well. They're always like, Sophie, where did you get your bags? They are so cute. And I tell them, box lunch.
Yeah. And you know, the thing about it
not
is.
Not paid advertising.
No, yeah. Not paid advertising.
We are not paid for that endorsement. But here's the thing about it is those bags are, they're about, I don't know, depending on which one it is and how popular it is. They're about $60, maybe, you know.
Somewhere 60 to 80. It depends
on
the bag.
But the quality is there. And like Sophie said, she uses hers every single day. And she gets a lot of life out of them. So the money that she spent on these, or that was spent for her to get them, is not like you just threw $60 away because it's going to be no good in a week. It's like... She's had that one how long? 3 years? Four years?
This one here, I've had this one like, I want to say 6 years. I was still in high school when I got this one.
So.
I think the one that has.
You get good value for them.
Yeah, I think the one that has been worn down the most would be my 101 Dalmatians bag. But that is because all of my other bags are made out of leather. And that one is made out of a suede material, so it's not waterproof like the rest of them are. And so as a result, walking to work, because I wore that one when I worked at Harris Teeter right down the road, so I was walking to work, and sometimes it would start to rain on me halfway through my walk to work, so that's why that one sometimes got a little more worn down than the rest. But other than that one, all of them look as if they're basically brand new.
And one last thing about it, and then we'll move on to Brenda. Mm-hmm. But it has even, I'm sharing a picture from even like other family members are now into getting their lounge fly bags. And yep, that's my mom with her lounge fly bag.
That's my Mima. Stephanie and Aunt Robin, they have one each, I think. Aunt Robin's is like an Easter type Cinderella Castle bag, I think.
Yeah, I don't remember. But anyway, so it's even kind of that souvenir has kind of expanded into the family a bit.
It's awesome. Well, it's also expanded to me. I have several Loungefly bags, but the only one I've never used ever is the 50th, where it has the little gold 50s all over it.
Oh, wow.
I've never used it because it's like a souvenir of the 50th. So it's like one of those things I'll probably never use, but I use the rest. And they're fun.
They are fun. It's a whole big culture at Disney.
It's a conversation starter for sure.
Yeah.
And it's like a culture. You will not go anywhere at Disney without seeing at least one person carrying a Loungefly.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And they're cute. Oh, they're sweet. Some of them have matching wallets. Some of them have matching card holders.
There's this one that I wanted for my birthday. It was a Lady and the Tramp one, and it was white with red plaid on it. Uh-huh. I couldn't get the bag, but I got the wallet, and that wallet has lasted me since I turned 18, I'm pretty sure.
That's awesome. Yeah, they're good quality.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, that's my number two. Daddy?
No, Aunt Brenda.
Oh, wait, Aunt Brenda, sorry.
Yeah, mine was in the gift shop, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's the one right soon after you enter Hollywood Studios. And I was walking around in there, and I saw this on the shelf, and oh my gosh, did it call my name. It is the Walt Disney window from Magic Kingdom, but it's made it just, you know, stands there on my shelf. But it is just, oh my gosh, I fell in love with it right away. It was just, I wanted it for so much. So
for a second, I saw that. For a second, I saw that picture and I thought, Aunt Brenda, that is a window in the park. How on earth is that your souvenir?
Yes, they made it like the size of a picture frame. It's like the size of maybe a 7x9 picture frame.
That is so cool.
It is cool. It's
wonderful.
It is
love it.
Really
so
cool.
Love it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're down to numero uno. Gee. So number one on my list is and this is kind of interesting that it's become that, because I used to buy them and never do anything with them outside of when we were at the parks. And now that's kind of not the case anymore. But number one is my ever-growing collection and enjoyment with my Disney souvenir cups/mugs. And nice. I am drinking out of my Disney Cruise Line one.
Yay!
And I actually have pictures that I will share of them. Let me share that. So it is, I took two pictures.
Nice.
One is to show the logo, and you can see it's all five ships.
Nice.
Are on there. And you can see there's also the little spot that says Disney Cruise Line. And then I took a second picture to show the Disney Cruise Line. And you can see all the cables that I have in the back behind my computer.
I like it. Looks good.
But I love that. I really do like that mug. This one is so cool. It's too tall. It won't work with my Keurig.
Uh-oh.
Which just
means... You can't take the bottom out of your Keurig and sit it in there?
It's still too tall.
Which just means we need to fill up a pot with Keurig coffee and then pour it in.
Yeah. Yep. So what I did this morning is I took Mommy's mug, which says Cindy Lou on it. And I actually made a double Dunkin' original medium roast Keurig K-Cup coffee. I made a double batch for it, and 2 8-ounces will fit in here.
Nice.
Along with my cream and my sugar, because I gotta have cream and sugar, or it's not gonna be. It will not be a fun day.
Mommy does not understand how we can take our coffee so sweet, but Daddy and I are similar in terms of taste when it comes to coffee. Mm-hmm. Coffee is just too bitter for us. It needs sweetness. Coffee Otherwise, we can't drink it.
Yeah. So anyway, that is my number one.
I love it.
Souvenir, because I'm using them a lot more than I ever did. And I really like that. So,
yay.
So that's a good one. We have a lot of them, but this one came off the cruise, of course, and it is my favorite. I really like how sturdy this is and how it's weighted, and it just feels really strong in your hand, you know? Nice. So.
Plus, it has all the ships on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until the sixth one comes out.
Right. Exactly.
And the seventh one.
And then it's a collectible.
That's right.
All right, then. Well, I guess it's my turn now.
Yeah.
And this is the only one that I do not have with me because it is an article of clothing. So, let me preface this by saying Disney actually does release a lot of clothing. I wear a lot of it. The one I'm wearing right now is a shirt that I got from the Disney outlets. It has Belle on it and stuff. It's a really nice top. I like it, especially now that the weather's getting warmer. But this is not what I'm talking about today. I have a very specific dress from Disney that I like a lot. And so this is my top souvenir right now, especially since I'm going to be wearing it again in the parks this April for Dapper Day.
Cute. Oh, she's showing a picture of it on the YouTube channel. I hope you guys are following on YouTube because you're going to miss out on a lot if you don't. That is really cute.
Yes, this is one of Disney's official dresses. If you've been to Disney, specifically like Disneyland with Downtown Disney, that shopping area right outside California Adventure, they have what's called the dress shop, the dress shop. And there they will release a bunch of really vintage style Disney inspired dresses. And this is one of their old collections. This is one of their older designs. They don't sell it anymore, I don't think, because I got this one in the outlets as well. What Disney will do is the things they can't sell, they will move to these outlet stores that they own outside the park where they will sell them at a discounted price. This dress, if I had bought it in the park, would have cost me like $110 or something like that. They are very expensive dresses. Buying it in the outlet, I paid $30-something for it.
Nice. That is so cute.
And so they have a bunch of dresses like it. This was mine. It had flamingos and little Mickey ears on it. It was kind of hard to see in the photo, but this one that they had, I don't know if they have it anymore. It was kind of a Mary Poppins inspired one. It was still 50s, but it looked like that dress she was wearing when she and the kids and Bert were inside the sidewalk paintings.
Oh, so nice.
Cool. Yes, I quite liked that dress. It never made it to the outlet, so I don't have it, but that was my number one.
That's nice. One. It looks so cute.
Thank you. It's actually a little too big for me. I should probably have it altered, but I like it.
I like it a lot. It's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The back is even really cuter, but I couldn't get a picture of the back.
All right. Well, it is now. That is a great looking picture too, Sophie. I think that dress is so adorable on you.
It is so cute. Thank you.
And that's kind of what's really neat is when we're there with Sheila and Randy and Jagan, we're going to be doing Dapper Days at Epcot and at Magic Kingdom, right? Or do they just have the Dapper Days at Magic Kingdom? I don't remember.
No, it's going to be Saturday, the 20th is Dapper Day at Epcot, and then Sunday the 21st is Dapper Day at Magic Kingdom.
Right. And nice. That'll be fun. And Saturday, we are also planning on eating our way around the Flower and Garden Festival.
Yay!
No dining reservations. just so we will report back.
Yay.
When we get back on how we did on our picks, because I'm going to have a list of what our picks were, and we're going to try them and see if they were good or if we blew the mark in what we thought would be good. So
that sounds
we will
great.
Report back.
Yay. We can't wait to hear about it.
But that's down Wish the I was road. Going. We have one more. Brenda, you have one more.
I do. I have one that's been my favorite since I got it. And that was, I think that was the trip in 2011. We went, my mom paid for everybody to go and she went with us and it was wonderful. And then at the end, she went to the Contemporary gift shop and bought me this gorgeous Princess Wedding Cake snow globe. I am a snow globe collector. I have a cabinet where all of my Disney snow globes are kept. However, this one is kept on my office shelf because I want to see it all the time. And it is beautiful. It plays So This Is Love from Cinderella. Of course, that's, you know, Cinderella and Prince Charming in the big globe at the top. And then they've got Belle and Beast and Ariel and Eric and Aurora and, you know, around the side. So I love it. I love to hear it. It's just gorgeous. I mean, it looks like a wedding cake and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's my favorite souvenir.
And it's more than a favorite. It's
yeah.
It's a connection with you and your mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
very sweet, very sweet. It was the perfect gift.
Yeah.
If you, yeah. you know, if you, a lot of times it's hard to know what a good gift is, but that was the perfect gift for me.
If you ever get a moment, Brenda, wind it up and let it play and record it and send it to us.
Awesome.
Just so we can hear it, and maybe I'll pop it in a video somewhere so people can see it. But it doesn't have to be anytime soon. Just when you get a moment. Maybe
All right.
we'll post it in the group. Would be a neat place for people to see it there.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway.
I will I love say. It. There is really one cool. last thing I want to mention.
Uh-huh.
And this is not a souvenir that I have, but it is a souvenir that I think I would want. And I just figured I would add this in here because I just remembered it like a couple seconds ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't an official Disney thing, but this is something that I have had my eye on for a while. And it's what's called a book nook. And basically, it's something you put on your bookshelf in between your books, and it looks like a sort of diorama into a scene.
Oh,
and this
whoa.
One here is a book nook of Up, Disney's Up.
That is so cute.
That is so cool, Sophie.
Yeah, they have a bunch of them for Harry Potter and stuff, but I just thought it would be
Too
cool
cute.
If they had one that's Disney.
That one
that's, really
that's
cute.
Up is really neat. I like that.
That yeah. So I don't have it, but I want it.
Yeah, Very I don't blame cute. You. I get what you're saying there. Wow. So that's Sophie's honorable mention or
yeah.
her looking to the future kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's neat. That's a yep. really cool one, Sophie.
You Thank can dream you. It. You can do it.
Exactly.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that concludes our feature topic. So here's the question of the week. What are your top three Disney souvenirs? I'll post it in the Facebook group. Let us know in the comments or on in the post in the Facebook group, and we'll report back next week. But thanks so much, and we look forward to see what everyone else has for their favorites. But now it is time for This Day in Disney History for April 8th. So, Sophie, take it away.
All right. Well, I'm taking us back to the year of 1933. Disney's Mickey Mouse cartoon, Ye Olden Days, and the Silly Symphony cartoon, Father Noah's Ark, are both released. In Ye Olden Days, directed by Burt Gillett, Mickey and his friends put on a musical play in medieval times. Mickey plays a wandering minstrel who saves Princess Minnie from having to marry Dippy Dog, also known as Goofy, the prince of Poopoopadoo. The Silly Symphony short, directed by Wilfred Jackson, is a musical retelling of the biblical story of Noah and the Ark.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. And I specifically remember Father Noah's Ark being colored, but apparently ye olden days, though I remembered it being colored as well, is actually in black and white. Cool. So this
ye
was
olden
right.
Days.
Yeah. This was right in that time period where they were moving from black and white to colored shorts.
Okay.
Nice.
That's cool.
Thank you, Sophie.
Thank you.
Great history. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time to stump the soap.
Dun, dun, dun.
Good luck.
Thank you. I like all the luck I can get. I don't think this one will be difficult, except that it's not one that we would think of very often. Oh. So that might add a little bit of complexity to it. Mm-hmm. But this character is a vicious creature that likes to eat and does not like to let his food get away from him.
Is this the chef from The Little Mermaid, Louis?
No.
Okay.
This character is monstrous.
Is this Monstro the whale from Pinocchio?
Yes, it is.
Yeah! I was thinking Bruce. I knew it wasn't, but I couldn't get off of that. That's awesome.
The other clue to that one was that this character is able to swallow whole ships in one gulp.
She would have gotten it there with that one for sure.
But I thought Monstrous might make
Yay!
It.
Yay! Great job, Sophie!
So,
thank you, Daddy.
Uh-huh. And this character is ticklish.
Yeah.
And that was used to his disadvantage and to the other character's advantage as they were able to escape.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know Monstro's appearance was inspired by both a sperm whale and a blue whale? He has the teeth and body shape of a sperm whale, but his size, color, and underbelly look to be based on the blue whale.
Nice.
So, Monstro from Pinocchio.
Very good, Sophie.
Good
you
job.
You know what? Now that I look at it, you are absolutely right.
Yeah. So, that is our who's who. Our
Yay!
Stump the soap. All right, Brenda. It's time for a little bit of WALT. What you got for us?
Dreams, ideas, and plans not only are an escape, they give me purpose, a reason to hang on.
Awesome.
Walt Disney.
Yeah, they are. You're right. They, you know, so many people, especially in today's yeah. world, it seems, people are like, it's got to be black and white. It's all about business or whatever. Don't let your imagination go wild. And that's just wrong because, A, you're right. It is an escape. Walt was right. But it also is a way to turn whatever you're thinking of into some sort of reality down the road. You know, like if he never dreamed, Disneyland wouldn't be here.
That's right.
You know, and then Disney World wouldn't have been here.
Right.
And on and on and on. And it's all because he dreamed that it could, you know, yeah. he dreamed yeah. and he made it happen.
And it gave him a purpose and a reason for living.
Exactly.
And thank God. because where would we be?
Exactly. All right. Well, that is our show for this week, people. We hope you have enjoyed it. Next week, we are coming back to our ABCs, and it's time to learn from Aunt Brenda things we like at Disney that start with the letter B as in Brenda.
So, B as in the best person on this podcast.
Aw, you're so sweet.
So I already know my list is going to be Brenda.
And bread pudding.
And bread pudding, that's right. Always bread pudding.
So that is what we're looking at next week, people. We hope that you all have a great week. We hope you had an awesome Easter and you weren't pranked too badly on April Fool's Day.
Tell them what mommy did to the office.
Ooh. So one quick April Fool's joke that was played was, there is, right as you walk into the office, there is a set of candy machines
that have M&Ms in them.
They have, one side has plain and one side has peanuts. And Cindy, the silent partner, put a sign up that said out of order with a frowny face.
Even though it wasn't out of order.
And one guy came by and he's like, what did they do to the M&M machine? And so she told him quietly that it was an April Fool's joke. And he's like, oh, that's good. And then the owner came in and he's like, out of order. And
he was about to start taking it apart to see what was wrong with it.
He put his stuff down. He was going to start working on it to fix it because that's how he is. And then another guy came and he's like, oh, man, because he saw it was out of order. He'd been chosen for chocolate all day.
She got at least five people with that. And
I looked at it, and I saw it, and I didn't even think anything of it. And I said, oh, that is the saddest sign ever. And mommy filled me in.
That is hilarious.
And then at the end of the day, she came back out, and she let him know it was just April Fool's. And he's like, oh gosh, thank you, because he'd been wanting some chocolate all day and no one had tried it. It was so funny.
Hilarious, and no one expected her to do it.
Nobody expects her. She is like the sweetest lady ever. You do not expect her to be pulling April Fool's jokes.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was just awesome.
Way to go, Cindy.
Anyway, but that wraps up our show. So next week, things that start with the letter B as in Brenda. And we hope y'all have a great week. And I'm Mike. She's Sophie. That's Brenda, and he's Grogu signing off. He says, where are these M&Ms at? I gotta get you some.
I'll give you some of my Easter candy. Calm down.
And we will
see you on the road.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
May the force be with you.